Great preacher, man. Sure glad to have you with us. Sure glad to have you with us. Hallelujah.
Yesterday, when I come in, and Brother Philip told me, he said, you be ready tomorrow. So last night after service, he said, now you be ready tomorrow and to preach. And so I said, was that in the morning? Is that tomorrow afternoon? He said, you just be ready. So my night's sleep was messed up. I've missed breakfast. I've missed lunch. So I'm really the only thing standing in between you and your nap. All right, so we want to make it quick as possible. Praise God. Because I need me a baked potato from Wendy's with extra butter and extra sour cream, a lot of salt and a lot of butter, praise God. Hallelujah. And maybe even a nap in between, praise the Lord. Amen, amen. Oh, it's been so wonderful to be here and enjoying the preaching, the word of God that has come forth. And it has just blessed me. Brother Tolliver, this morning, I was raised in a alcoholic's home, and so the first 23 years of my life, I never really had a dad. But when my dad quit drinking, and he'd realized he'd done run off all his children, and his children didn't want nothing to do with him, and he come back asking us to forgive him, I said, I will. I just want a dad. And I forgave my daddy. And me and my daddy had a great relationship until his death. And so I do thank God that for that latter part. And I had to raise my children really with not knowing how to be a dad. And God had to help me. Amen. God had to help me. Well, let's look today. I appreciate the preaching, all of it. Oh, it's been great, and I certainly appreciate it. And I certainly hope the Lord will help me today as I try to preach what is on my heart and share with you what I have. And my boys, that mom, my wife told them, said that I was going to take the pulpit and preach. All of them sent me word and sent text messages to me. Dad, don't preach long. Dad, just hurry up and get it over with. You know, they are my supporters. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Then my wife sent me that text message. She said, I'll be on my knees praying for you. I knew there'd be one come out of there somewhere. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Psalms 109. Thank you, Brother Philip, for allowing me to try to preach today. I appreciate it. I really do. Psalms 109. Would you stand, please, for the reading of the Word of God if you're able? I'd give you a minute to stretch your legs. Amen. Psalms 109, verse 21, please. But do thou for me, O God, look what he asked. But do thou for me, O God, the Lord, for thy name's sake, because thy mercy is good, deliver thou me, for I'm poor, needy. My heart is wounded within me. I'm gone like the shadow when it declineth. I'm tossed up and down as the locust. My knees are weak through fasting. My flesh faileth the fatness. I became also a reproach unto them. When they looked upon me, they shake their heads. Help me, O Lord my God. O save me according to thy mercy, that they may know that this is thy hand, that thou, the Lord, hast done it. Let them curse, but bless thou. When they arise, let them be ashamed, but let thy servant rejoice. Let my adversaries be clothed with shame, and let them cover themselves with their own confusion as with a mantle. I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. Yea, I will praise him among the multitude, For ye shall stand at the right hand of the poor to save him from those that condemn his soul. Would you be so kind to stretch your hand toward heaven? Ask God to help me preach this today. Father, oh, what preaching we have heard so far. And now, Lord, I need that anointing that only comes from you. Would you anoint me to preach your word? Anoint me. I cannot preach without you. I need the anointing. Help me. Help me. Help some soul that's in this house today. Reach to them. Reach to them, Lord. Reach to where they are. Lord, I'm praying for just a little while. Would you help me? And we'll give you thanks and praise for it in your wonderful name. Amen. And the church said, amen. If the Lord would help me, I want to draw your attention, please, out of verse number 21 and 22. Look at what he says, but do thou for me. You need God to do anything for you today? You need God to do anything for you today? Huh? Amen. Has God already done everything he needs to do in this camp meeting for you? Amen. Are you here in this service? And I know it's 2:00. I know you're sleepy. Amen. But could God show up and do something for you today? Amen. Amen. God, do this for me. God, do this for me. Amen. Amen. For thy name's sake. For thy mercy is good. Deliver me. I'm poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. God, would you do something for me? Would you just come to where I'm at and do something for me? Amen. I'm poor. I'm needy. My heart is wounded within me. Amen. I'd like to tell you, I believe God would like to do something for you in this service today. I believe God would like to walk the aisles. He was here this morning. Amen. He walked the aisles flooding this house. Amen. But do you need God to do something for you in a greater depth, in a greater way? Amen. Than what my eye sees, than what the preacher sees. Anybody in this house this morning need God to come right there by that pew where you are and sit down there by you and touch you in such a way that you'll say, I know that was God. I know that was God. Nobody can take it away from me because I need God to do something for me. We're needy people, aren't we? I'm poor and needy. My heart is wounded within me. Amen. Amen. My heart is wounded within me. Amen. Proverbs said, the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit, who can bear? Oh, can I tell you today, amen, maybe you've come to this camp meeting. Amen, you're bleeding, you're hurting. Amen, and I just got to preach what I got. I just got to preach what I got. I got to preach what I felt. Amen. I shut them lights off up at Brother Mike's evangelist quarters. Amen. And looked at the thick darkness in that room. Oh, I just got to preach the way I feel. Amen. You need God to come to where you are because you're bleeding from the heart. You're hurting more than the eye can see. Amen. You walked in this camp meeting, amen, looking for an answer to your prayer. You walked in this meeting looking for God to do something for you. You're waiting on God. Amen. I'll tell you something. You really would worship God a lot better if you'd let him go ahead and heal the wounded heart that you come with. Oh God. Amen. Nobody likes a wounded heart. Wounded heart, those things that is done to us. Amen. Nobody likes a wounded heart. Wounds come from different aspects. Amen. Amen. Different things wound us. Different things, amen, hurt us. Amen. Brother Johnson so well preached about being considerate and being kind. Amen. A time went back to my history. Amen. In church. Amen. I was just a boy. Amen. And Daddy and Mommy would let me go to the church. Amen. We just lived down the road from the house of God, and they'd let me go to church. But on Sunday night, I had to leave early. Amen. And Thursday night, I only got to stay for an hour of church. Amen. Well, it takes us longer an hour to have church. Amen. We're just barely getting there in that hour. Amen. And a lady came to me. A lady came to me, amen, and she said, if you can't stay for the whole service, said, why don't you just stay at home? Said, and I said, well, ma'am, I'm sorry. I this is the best I can do. Daddy won't let me stay any longer. She said, you're so disrupting when you get up. You're so disrupting when you leave. Said, why don't you just stay home if that's all you can do? Well, let me tell you, man, it cut the heart out of a young man. Wasn't very considerate, Brother Bill. Amen. But I let it get to me. I started laying out at church. I wouldn't go, Brother Tim. I said, my Lord, if I can't go, ain't no need me going. Amen. I laid out 2 weeks. My pastor at the time, Brother God, amen, he come by the farm. Amen. And I was out. Amen. And he said, he stopped. And he said, I want to know what's going on, Jim. You've not been to church. What's the matter? And I didn't want to tell him what she said. I just said, don't worry about it. Amen. He said, no, something's happened. Something's wrong. I said, Brother God, let me tell you what happened. And I told him the story. And I said, Brother God, I can't do anything else. All I can do. Amen. I gotta leave early. I'm sorry. I can't do any better. Daddy said I had to be home by a certain time. And if I'm not home by a certain time, Brother God, I know I'm gonna get whooped. I know I'm gonna get what y'all listen to this preacher preach. Amen. I'm telling you, it cut my heart out. Brother God stuck his arm around me, pulled me up close to him. He said, Jim, if that's all you can do, you come on to the house of God anyway. Said, I'll take care of her. I'll handle her. If she says anything else to you, you come on back and talk to me. I'll handle her. Brother, I said, well, maybe I'll go one more time. And the Holy Ghost showed up and healed the wound that I did not inflict, that I did not deserve. And I come to tell you today, you got a wound. You got a heart that's hurting. You didn't deserve it, but you got a wound. You see, wounded hearts sometimes come from people that we don't expect them to come from. That wounded spirit, who can stand it? Amen. When it comes in, amen. Amen. It can control you. The reason that some of you are, and this is just what I feel, amen, skipping dinner, praying a little more, this is what I feel, amen, amen, I won't preach to you, I really do, amen, I got to praying, I said, God, if they could just see that you're willing to heal what hurt they have, if they could just see, God, if they could just get their eyes open, if they could just see you've got the salve for their wound, I come to tell you today, I know it hurts, I know you're bleeding. I know you don't understand. I know, Mama, you're worried to death. You don't understand where you're at, what you're going through. But I come to tell you, Mama, it's going to be all right in the morning. Hang in there. You see the wounds sometime. Jeremiah cried out and said, woe is me for my hurt. My wound is grievous. Amen. Amen. Jeremiah 15 and 18. He said, why is my pain perpetual? Part of that verse, and said, why is my wound incurable, which refuseth to be healed? Amen. Can I tell you? Amen. I really want to preach this. He said, Lord, would you do this for me? Would you reach down, way down? I'm poor, I'm needy, but I'm wounded in the heart.
My heart is hurting within me. I'm hurting. My heart is wounded within me. I'm going down like the shadow. I'm tossed up and down as a locust. My knees are weak. Amen. From fasting. Oh God, see the picture, because that's the way some of y'all are right here today. Amen. You're hurting so bad, wondering if it's ever going to get better. Amen. And the devil's digging. He's digging your grave. But I got news for you. Amen. Why don't you let God heal the wounded heart?
You see, that word perpetual, amen, means lasting or continuing forever. Incurable means untreatable, not able to be cured. I've had some wounds in my heart that I thought I'd never, ever get over. I thought of a time when I came to Richlands many years ago. Brother Neil Bridges, and I meant to ask him about it. You may be able to help me, Brother Philip. He was on his way to preach somewhere in Alabama, I think. And he left the Carolinas to drop by for one service, if I'm remembering right, and to preach the gospel in the afternoon service. Amen. And I drove in, got in late, and I was going to go take a nap like a lot of you want to do. And so I was going to go miss that 2 o'clock service. Sister Doris Horton come to me and said, Brother Deckard, said, I don't know why, but said, I want you to know, Brother Neil Bridges is only here for this service. He's preaching this service. And said, I feel like I need to tell you, you need to be in that service. She didn't know I was fixing to go take a nap. Come on now. She did not know I was fixing, but God did. Amen. Amen. And I broke right there in front of her. And I began to cry. I'd just been pastoring a short time. I didn't know people could be so cruel to the pastor. Amen. And I was going through it. Amen. I didn't know people talk to the pastor like they do. Praise God. I just wasn't normal. Amen. I wasn't raised that way. Praise God. Y'all quitting me. Hallelujah. Amen. I've done chased a rabbit right there, and I better get back over here. Amen. And so I was hurting bad. Amen. And Brother Bridges got up, and I was sitting right over here, just a little past where Brother Roston is, a pew or so back. Amen. And Brother Bridges, he flung that old arm out there, sweat drop off of it, and he said, Jimmy Deckard, you're the man. Said, when I shook your hand, God spoke to me that you're hurting, and that you need God to come and help you. Said, I want you to come up here. Brother John Gabbard, that day, come over there. He got his eyes. His eyes got big as silver dollars. Holy Ghost spoke to him. He said, it'll be different when you leave. And when you get back home, it'll be better. Oh, hallelujah. Brother, I come to tell somebody today, God knows how. I said, God knows how to heal the hurting heart. Woo, hallelujah. I know you're ready for a nap, but I'm ready to preach. Praise God. And you're waiting on me to preach. That's what you do. Can I tell you, when I roll out of here that year and I roll back into that city of Louisville, amen, and I anchored that pulpit at that church, amen, that sits on a dead-end street where they made fun of us and said it'll never do nothing. It's going to close its doors. It'll never survive. And I rolled back in that church and I got in that pulpit. And I let her go one more time. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if the Lord tarries, I'll start my 23rd year as pastor of that church. Amen. In December. Brother, I'm telling you, we're not going down. I said, we're not going down. But the difference was, when God came and healed the wounded and the word spoke, can I tell you today, I'd like to leave you with a word to tell you, God wants to heal the wounded heart. He wants to heal you today. Would you raise your hands? Ask God to help me. Oh, I got to hurry.
I've got preacher friends. I've got preacher friends that are wounded so deeply. Sin. I mean, I've got preacher friends. I've got some friends that I love dearly. They're wounded so deeply. And I told them, I said, listen, get to a camp meeting. I don't feel like going to a camp meeting. I said, get out of there. Get to a camp meeting. I said, get to where God can come to where you are. Would you do this for me, God? Would you come to where I'm at? Would you do me a miracle, God? I need a healing that only comes from my God. I'm trying to preach to you. Amen. I'm trying to tell you. Amen. You feel like it's not incurable. You feel like it's going to go on forever. But God, with one moment of his presence, can heal the wounded heart. Raise your hands. Ask God to help me, please. I'm going to hurry. You must learn to deal with your wound. You cannot hide it. That wounded heart causes you to do things and react in ways that you'd never act. It'll make you say things like you never would say. Amen. Amen. Luke chapter 10. You're familiar with the story of the man that was traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho. He fell among thieves. They stripped him of his raiment. They wounded him, leaving him there by himself, thinking he was dead. The Bible said he was half dead, but I like he's half alive. Woo! Y'all get that? That wound you got may make you feel like you're half dead, but I like it that you're still beaten and that you're still functioning. Amen. You may be, come here, come on, come here, come here, come here. Amen. I like it that all the life is not out of you yet. I like it that you're still there. Amen. Your heart's still beating, praise God. Blood is still gushing. Amen. Through your veins. You say, but you don't understand. You're right. I may not understand your situation. And I may not come down that way today. But I got news for you. You're not half dead. You're half alive. I said you're not half dead. You're half alive. Let God heal the wounded heart. Woo. I'm going to hurry. Amen. Amen. That's a lot like, right there. I need you to come here and help me. You got me this morning. I'm going to get you now. Mine's going to be easier than what me having to be a Secret Service was. This morning, praise God. Yeah. Inside that bag in just a minute. Can I tell you, that's exactly what the devil's trying to do a lot of you. He's left you for half dead. He's took the air out of you. You're hurting so bad. You don't know what you're going to do. You dread going home. You dread going back because you don't know what you're waiting. God help me preach. Because you don't know what you're waiting on when you get out of here. And you're saying to yourself, nobody understands. Nobody knows. Amen. Them lights went off in that evangelist quarters over there. And I looked at the thick darkness of life. And some of you are looking at some things in life that I'll probably never look at. I did not come today to make fun of you. But I did come today to preach to you that God is concerned about the wounded heart that you have. The spirit that is within you that you feel like it's not recoverable. The spirit that is within you, that you absolutely feel like you are helpless and hopeless. Amen. That spirit that is in you, you feel like you've been stripped down. You've lost your possessions. Amen. The enemy has wounded you. Amen. He's left you there. You're barely alive. Amen. This camp meeting is your hope of survival. My God, I need to preach. I said this camp meeting is your hope of survival. Hey, when I roll out of here tomorrow, this meeting's going to go right on. Amen. But can I tell you, amen, don't leave the meeting with a wounded heart. Why don't you let God heal it? Why don't you let God do it? You say, but I'm barely alive. Thank God that you're still alive. Thank God that you got here. Thank God that you're here. Amen. Breathe on. I said breathe on. I said breathe on. Woo, hallelujah. Tell you what, inside that bag displays you. Inside that bag is telling what's happening to you. I want you to look what's inside that bag. Pull out the hand. My Lord. I'm barely alive. I'm barely breathing. I'm wounded so bad that I'm almost dead. I'm barely. The enemy. Come here, walk with me. The enemy has got my grave dug. He's already got my marker. He's got the year on it. Because I can't get over the wound that's inside my heart. I'm hurting too bad. And the enemy says, I got them right where they need to be. I've got them cornered. And all I'm waiting on them to do is surrender. And I am going to fill in their grave. And I am going to mark their grave with their name, with their date of birth, and with their death. You see, I've already put the year on there. He's just waiting on you. Because some of you feel like I barely got through last year and I'm not doing very good there. God help me preach. Amen. Some of you feel like you're hurting too bad that you're not going to make it. But I got great news for you. God is in this house to heal that wounded heart. This does not have to be the year of your death. This does not have to be your grave marker. You're still alive. Name, James Donovan Deckard. Date of birth, 2/2/1970. Date of death, the year of 2016. You see, I just described me. Because I have been hurt this year. I have been where I felt like one foot was in the grave. And Brother Ryan Austin, I wondered, will I ever arise? Will I ever get out of it? And I spent a few weeks preaching this to my church. I felt a few weeks, Sister Joseph's here. Amen. And I spent a few weeks preaching to our church after one service. We're on that, help me right here. My sometimer's kicked in. Whatever it is, hallelujah. Mixler, amen. And that Tuesday night, I didn't know who was listening in, who listens in on it. Y'all understand now, come here. Amen. Some of y'all got it too, so don't look at me so funny. Praise God. Amen. And so I got out of the pulpit, Brother Bill, and I got to the house. Amen. And before I ever got changed, amen, my phone was going off. My phone was going off. I ain't saying this because it was me. It wasn't me. Amen. It wasn't me. But there on the other side, there was somebody that said, I needed to hear what you had to say tonight. And I want you to know, your church may not have responded. Y'all listen to me. Your church may not have responded. But I think you was preaching more to me than you was your church. And you didn't even know it. Can I tell you today? Amen. I'm preaching about Jimmy Decker too. I'm not leaving him out. I've been wounded till I felt like Randy Webb. I wasn't going to survive. And the enemy's just waiting on me to die. He's done got my grave dug. He's wanting to put the marker on. But I come to tell you, I'm still alive. And so are you. Woo, hallelujah. You know what I seen? I'm not a prophet. But I was praying in here. While y'all was enjoying that roast. Or whatever y'all had down there. And in my mind, I closed my eyes. And I could see grave markers. I could see grave markers. Across this sanctuary. I said, my God, it's dark in here. And I felt like the Lord said, yeah, but there's grave markers. And they're looking at darkness. Amen. The enemies dug their grave and left them for half dead. And they barely got to this meeting, barely beaten. But you're still half alive. My God, get it. I said, you're not dead yet. I said, you're not dead yet. You're still half alive. Hallelujah. And so, amen, the enemy says, this is your grave marker. I got your grave already dug, son. I've been waiting on you a long time. I got you cornered. But you know what I think he'll say? Hold on just a minute. Devil, you're not going to get me just yet. And I'm going to take my grave marker back down. You're not going to get it. I'm going to put it back in the bag. Amen. I'm not going to allow you to put it up. Just hold on, devil. Oh, you thought I was half dead. You ain't seen nothing yet. I'm still half alive. Amen. Herb, bring it here, Brother Timber. Amen. Amen. I'm not the prophet, nor son of prophet. But I'm going to tell you how I feel. I'm going to tell you. I wouldn't embarrass you or nothing. I think a lot of you, I told you last night, I thought a lot of it. I really do. And God forgive me if it embarrasses you. Because that's not my intention. But I watched you weep over her. And I don't mean to. But I watched you weep. And every tear you shed, I want you to know something, son. You was taking your nameplate down. Every tear you was crying last night over in that altar. You're saying, hold on just a minute, devil. Well, you thought you was choking the life out of me. The Holy Ghost is coming to where I am. And I'm not going to die, but I'm going to live. Right now, it may not seem how, but I've got hope. Oh, I said, I got hope. I got hope. I said, I got hope. I'm not dead. I'm still alive. I'll give him some praise in this house. Woo, hallelujah. Pastor's wife, I know you're hurting, but don't let him put the grave marker up. Take it down. It's in your ability, son, to take it down. We can surrender to the wound and allow the devil to dig our grave and let us bleed half to death. And leave us hopeless, helpless. And he'll even take the grave marker and say, I got it all made out for old Ricky King. And old Ricky says, God, I don't know how you're going to bring me out of this thing. But God, somehow I need you to visit me. And when the Holy Ghost come on, Brother Ricky, he said, praise God. I wish some of you would get a fresh breath there. That's what's been trying to happen. That's what's been trying to take place. Amen. You'd do a lot better if you'd realize you're still half alive. Amen. Some of y'all acting like you're dead. If you're dead, we got to put you in a casket. But you're still alive. You're still breathing. You still got blood through your veins. And so old Brother Ricky said, I'm just going to tell you what, devil. You walked on me long enough. Now I'm going to walk on you. I'm going to take my grave marker down. And I'm going to hold on to it for a while. Hallelujah. You thought you had me. Well, let me tell you what to do with my grave. Go ahead and kick the dirt back on in it. Because I'm not getting in it. Hallelujah. Because I'm still alive. I'm still breathing. I'm still willing to preach the gospel. I'm still half alive. It's not over. I can't erase the hurt, but he can. I'm going to close. I cannot make it better, but he can. I don't know what else to do. Preacher, come to Richland. Needing. Well, you're not among the Levite and the publican, but you're among the Samaritan. It says, hold on, son. Keep on breathing. Keep on breathing. Stay in here with me. Keep on breathing. Keep on breathing. Fight. Fight. Don't surrender. Don't surrender to death. Don't give up on death. Come on, fight, boy. You got life in you, preacher. Fight on, preacher. Amen. Preacher's wife, I know we're in a troubled hour, but keep on holding on. Amen. Keep on going, preacher's wife. My God, there's my burden. I'm telling you. Amen. Hang in there. Why? Because the Good Samaritan is here to help you bind up your wounds. I'm going to close. I don't want to be a liar like Brother Tommy said. He's heard people say they're closing and keep on going. So I won't tell the truth. There was a lady that when she looked inside her heart, all she seen was the wound. She never saw. I read this and I loved it. And my memory's not real great, so I made a copy of Brother Rossman and brought it with me. And she looked, and all she seen was the wound in her heart. And so this is what she said. She said she was looking within herself. She couldn't understand. She couldn't reach any assurance and that peace would ever come. So the preacher told her, said, you must look out and up. She said, but light didn't come. One night she had a dream. She was in a pit, which was deep and dark and dirty. There was no way to escape it. No door, no ladder, no steps, no rope. Looking right overhead, she saw a little bit of blue sky and that in one star. And while glazing at the star, she began to rise inch by inch in the pit. Then she cried out, who's lifting me? Who is this? And she looked again. She was back at the bottom of the pit. Again, she looked up and she saw what was lifting her. And again, she found. And then she looked and see who it really was. And again, she found herself at the bottom. As the night wore on, she looked again at the star. And little by little, she began to rise. Tempted to look down, she resisted the desire. Higher and higher she ascended with her eyes on the star. Till at last she was out of the pit altogether. Then she awoke and said, I see it all now. I'm not to look down or within, but out and up to the bright and morning star, the Lord Jesus Christ. Woo! I love that. And you know what you need to do? Get your eyes off the wound. Get your eyes back on the morning and bright star. Hallelujah. 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 There's a hand reaching your way. There's a solution to your wound. There is a Samaritan. Amen. And his name is Jesus. Raise your hands all over his house. Love him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so, my little message and my little thought, it's up to you with what you do with your wound. Be healed or submit yourself to the grave and let the devil bury you and put your marker at the foot of the grave. I feel the Holy Ghost. I know you're wanting a nap, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Young folks, let me tell you something. I know you've been hurt, and you're going to get hurt. We can't keep you from that. But there is one thing we can tell you, is don't surrender to the enemy. Sis, why are you threatening? You're not in my shoes, preacher. Understand? Tell you one thing. I wouldn't sit there and allow him to put that nameplate by your head. I'd stand up and I'd say, God, you've never failed me. You never let me down. Somehow, some way, I'm going to come through it. I'm going to walk on out of this valley and I'll lift my hands and I'll praise the Lord. And I'm not going to let the devil get me down. I'm going to go on for God. Devil, don't bury me yet. Don't count me out yet. Amen. There's a preacher, amen, that come from Louisville, Kentucky to tell me, amen, don't get worried. Amen. Just reach over, pull that nameplate down off that grave. Amen. And get back up and say, why, you think I have no breath left? All that hath breath, praise ye the Lord, and I'm going to magnify. And that's what he said, do this not for my glory but for yours. Raise your hands, honor the Lord.
Come on, Brother Randall. Well, that's wonderful, isn't it? I was talking to a lady a few weeks ago. Her son's been having all kinds of problems. Looked like he was going to die and different things happened. And she said, I saw them. They were burying my son. And she said, but there would be an arm or a leg that would come up as they were trying to bury him. And she said, he's not dead. Don't bury him yet. He's not dead. I'm telling you, there's hope. There is hope. Thank you, Brother Jimmy. There's hope for us. Hallelujah. Man, I tell you, we don't want to bury them yet, do we? Give God a chance. Sing it. I want them to sing this. Stand with us, please. Can you get the words of that third verse? Revive us again. Fill each heart with thy love. May each soul be rekindled with fire from above. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Find the glory.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen. Sing that third verse again, Brother Tommy.
Revive us so fill it dark with thy love. A soul we rekindle with fire from above. Hallelujah, God the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, God the glory.
Sing it again.
Hallelujah, God the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, God the glory.
One more time. The Spirit of the Lord has been here. The Holy Ghost has been talking to us today. He's been talking to the church. Hallelujah. And I'd like to see the Lord revive a half-dead soul, a half-live soul tonight in this service. Amen. Would you lift your hands and let's pray for souls for the service tonight. God of heaven, would you send souls? Would you send those individuals that are wounded and weary? Would you send those people who are so overwhelmed and overburdened, Lord God? Oh, revive them again. Revive them again. Revive them again, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Sing that first verse as we're turning around to somebody. Shake hands with them. And let's rejoice in the Lord as we leave.
We praise thee, O God, for the Son of God.